KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. The Trump administration announced on Monday it will end a program for more than 5,000 Nicaraguan immigrants who are allowed to live temporarily in the United States. From Los Angeles, KPCC's Leslie Beristain Rojas reports.
Immigrants from a handful of countries beset by crises like war or natural disaster were granted temporary protected status to live in the U.S. It's typically renewed every 18 months. Nicaraguans received the permission following Hurricane Mitch in 1998. Their status was set to expire January 5th. Officials said Nicaraguans will only get one more year, until January 2019. The status for about 86,000 Hondurans was also set to expire January 5th, but officials said they haven't made a decision on the Hondurans yet, so they'll get a six-month extension meanwhile. Gladys Nunez is from Honduras. Nunez said even if it's just 6 months, she'll wait and pray for the U.S. to give Hondurans more time. Officials did not announce a decision for those from El Salvador or Haiti. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Beristain Rojas in Los Angeles.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, who as governor of Georgia a decade ago signed one of the harshest anti-immigration laws in the country, spent the last 2 days meeting with California farmers. Central Valley reporter Vanessa Rancagno was there.
Perdue sat down with Congressman David Valadao and a small group of farmers yesterday in the town of Arvin, south of Bakersfield. Farmers told him they're struggling to find enough workers to harvest their crops. Perdue says part of the answer is a new guest worker program, but that's not enough.
It really doesn't address the real needs of California farmers because many of these undocumented workers have been here for years and they've become part of the operation, sometimes farm managers, and they don't really have a home to go back to right now.
Under Perdue's leadership, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is part of a task force working to come up with new immigration policies.
So we have to address this transition area at some point in time. Not that they want citizenship necessarily, they want legal status.
The agriculture secretary also had some words of comfort for farmers worried about President Trump's threats to pull the U.S. out of NAFTA.
There may be some bumpy, anxious moments in between, but I believe the president is absolutely committed to getting the best NAFTA deal for the United States as well as our other trade partners.
Perdue met with farmers behind closed doors before getting on a plane. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Arvin.
Governor Jerry Brown is on the global climate stump again. The governor has a packed schedule of meetings in Europe ahead of his visit later this week to the United Nations Climate Conference in Bonn, Germany. KQED's Craig Miller reports.
Brown has status as a UN special advisor to subnational governments at the conference. As the U.S. federal climate agenda has stalled under President Trump, Brown will be beating the drum for local and provincial climate action, which could add up.
Cities control building codes.
Jonathan Pershing was President Obama's climate envoy, now with the Hewlett Foundation in Palo Alto.
If you want to make your buildings more efficient, it's often the city that dictates what the minimum standard is. Those kinds of things then can be driven by an executive at a state level or a city level or a county level that can drive change.
Governor Brown is a co-founder of an international coalition of nearly 190 jurisdictions working alongside the UN toward aggressive climate policy. California just announced it was able to cut statewide climate emissions by 5% last year from 2015. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
The invasive European green crab has cost the East Coast fishing industry millions of dollars. And now it's been spotted in California. KQED's Peter Arcuni explains how ecologists in Marin County are striking back.
On a single-seat kayak, Ian Pritchard of the UC Davis Bodega Marine Lab is catching hundreds of green crabs.
Just pulled up a trap. I see we have five crabs inside, and I'm just going to toss them in the bin. And I got to rebait our trap and then just toss it in the water. And do that for this whole lagoon 90 times today.
The crabs Pritchard captures are small, most measuring less than 4 inches wide. Their shells are a mottled mix of green, gray, and red.
People around here tell stories about how they'd walk into the lagoon or start swimming in the lagoon and the crabs would be crawling over their feet and legs and things like that.
This is Kate Bimrose, who coordinates the Green Crab Project for the Greater Farallones Association. Back at the dock, she takes inventory of Pritchard's haul. Over the course of the summer, the team will remove over 10,000 crabs from sea drift, noting the size and sex of each one.
74, male. 64, female. And this one is actually gravid, so she's got eggs.
Bimrose says that in its lifetime, a single female crab can disperse up to 1 million eggs.
So you can imagine the type of population explosion that we could have if we let these guys run rampant.
European green crabs were first seen on the West Coast in San Francisco Bay in 1989. Researchers think baby crabs hitchhiked out here in shipments of live fishing bait sent from the East Coast. By the time the Green Crab Project began removing crabs in 2009, there were an estimated 90,000 invasive crabs in the lagoon. And at one point, the population spiked to over 300,000.
When we first started this project, there weren't much in the way of other species. Pretty much everything you got was all green crabs.
The number of green crabs in Seadrift has since dropped to roughly 40,000, a much more manageable amount. And here's the thing. Bimrose says that keeping enough of the larger adult crabs in the population is key, because the adults feed on the babies, keeping the population in check.
We are seeing some other species come back. They're just not as healthy and strong of a population as the green crabs are.
Meanwhile, the collected crabs are flash frozen and donated to local farms for use as fertilizer.
We like to call it a fully surf-to-turf project.
For the California Report, I'm Peter Arcuni.
Support for the California Report comes from CCRM San Francisco. CCRM physicians, using today's technology, help fulfill the dream of having a child. Learn more about family building options at ccrmivf.com/San Francisco. Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement. PersonalCapital.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, November 7th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.